Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live with Stephanie
and Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of tonight's show. Mark, we've been just having a blast so far.
It's been fun.
Yeah, and I want to let you know, of course, the show's mostly over, but any night of the week, Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week. Between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can see us doing the show, not just hear us, over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's also where you will find the chat room where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, and usually pretty lively in there from what I understand. I don't really have time to watch it while I'm doing the show, but, you know, I hear it's a fun time. So cam.freetalklive.com. And Mark, we wanted to start off this hour by talking about an interesting article. I'd like to hear more before I really say anything about it, but apparently there was a student who was suspended from a gifted and talented program for touching a flag, and there are also some allegations of racism in here. Can you tell me more?
That's right. Okay. This is coming from rawstory.com, which, by the way, since we had just talked about WND, WorldNetDaily.com, in the last segment, Raw Stories is known for its kind of liberal slant.
Yeah, we're balancing things. We're fair and balanced here on Free Talk Live.
We tend to bounce around, if nothing else. This is by David Edwards. And the story here is, you know, we can only take this story as what it says here. The parents of a 13-year-old boy in Virginia Beach who was suspended for touching the American flag say that their son was unfairly treated because he's black. Virginia Beach Public School spokesperson Eileen Cox claimed that the suspension was ordered after a teacher at Plaza Middle School observed Moses Hinton returning from the bathroom and wiping his hands on the flag because there were no paper towels in the bathroom.
Wow.
On May the 21st,
okay.
2012.
See, I thought it was just like he reached up and touched it or something. So he was actually drying his hands. That's kind of...
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true either, because he disagrees.
Oh, he denies it.
Yes. The family attorney, Wayne Scriven, told...
I wonder if it was just a misunderstanding.
I wonder about that myself.
So maybe there was some bias going... Like, because a lot of times, like, I don't know, if someone does have some bias or prejudice that they haven't recognized themselves, they can find it just harder to relate to people of different races, and so they tend to read things into... I don't know, their behavior or something like that. I don't think it's out of this world or out of the realm of possibility that this could have been, you know, a case of discrimination.
There are several facts here that we need to go on with. Okay. Scriven, the lawyer, says that, there weren't any paper towels, so the student claims, I dried my hands on my pants before I walked back. He added that the boy said... he was coming upstairs and lost his balance, and as he was losing his balance, he touched the flag. And so that's the claim. Now, the mother says that, Scriven, the attorney, says that he believes that the suspensions were racially motivated because Moses is the only African-American male in the school's gifted program. And at this point, you know, obviously this isn't defacing the flag. It's not putting paint on it or burning it or putting it in the garbage, even if that's the circumstance. So really what you're dealing with is two stories here and then kind of
two very different stories.
Well, not that different. You know, one in both cases.
One of them's like, oh, he willfully wiped his hands on the flag after he went to the bathroom. The other one's like, yeah, I lost my balance. I was coming up the stairs and I grabbed the flag.
So, you know, I mean, one, in those circumstances, should a student be suspended for drying their hands on the flag?
That seems like an awfully harsh punishment, you know, for just one. I mean, was he getting in trouble in the class? Like, what led up to this?
I would want to know that information.
That's a harsh punishment for somebody.
I mean, if he acted sort of disrespectfully to the state's emblem in the state school, that's going to go poorly.
Yeah.
In the same way that in the Catholic school, if you, you know, dry your wet hands off on the Shroud of Turin, you know, it's going to go poorly. And, you know, to some extent, this flag is a religious symbol. I mean, it has all the characteristics of a religion, even though it's nationalism as opposed to religion that we're talking about, but it has characteristics of a religious icon. And, you know, people are going to act that way about it. So if he dried his hands...
But still, there's no victim in that action. You know,
some people would say it's the souls of all those soldiers who's given their lives in the line of duty. Some people would say that.
Yeah, so, I disagree, but sure.
You know, I mean, if the student dried his hands on the flag as sort of this, you know, protest, there being no paper towels in the bathroom, You know, I think that that student needs a talking to. I think that that's probably the appropriate punishment if there's going to be. Look, now, if he's had a line of disciplinary issues up to this point, I can see why a suspension might be the thing that's involved. I frankly...
How did he get into the gifted and talented program, though, if he's had... You know, issues, I guess.
Been, I was in the gifted talented program. There are all kinds of, you know, you know, people had all kinds of issues.
So it's true that sometimes the ones who really are very intelligent get really bored in school, right? So they might end up in a gifted and talented program. But, you know, and then, for me, my experience was that being in those programs, part of it meant that you were good at following directions and that you were obedient.
I would
say
there was less, there were fewer problems in my, you know, in these programs than there were in sort of the school at large. But, you know, some students more create more ruckuses than others, and there's also this.
But do you think there could
they've
be?
They've done studies of positive bias towards certain ethnicities, blacks and Hispanics in general. So maybe it's possible you're talking about a student who has, you know, received some level of deference up to this point. You know, I don't know.
But he was the only black student. I mean,
I'm
what
only
was
saying
the proportion of the general? The school, you know what I mean? Like, are there lots of black students in the school, but yet he's the only one who's in the
school? That information is not provided here in the rawstory.com article.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, just as you said, you mentioned this thing about positive bias. I've seen studies that say black students get more punishment from teachers because they're perceived to be naughty and bad and at higher rates. And I think that I think we do have to recognize that it is possible that this is what was going on in this situation.
Could
it's
be.
Just like there's a teacher
I don't
who,
know.
Who
it's,
maybe
it's
is bigoted.
It's impossible to say because, you know, I mean, we don't know what people were thinking. And I, you know, I.
But we have to bring that up as a possibility. I don't want to say, like, read this story and say, oh, no, it couldn't have been racism.
Couldn't the possibility just be just as much that, you know, I mean, I mean, there's all different ethnicities in there. The teachers cannot like hair color. I mean, it could be anything.
What I'm picturing is a class, and I actually went, my government school was kind of like this. Mm-hmm. What I'm picturing is a class full of white people, and he's the one black guy. And that can be a hard situation.
Absolutely. I don't know how color included here, and it's completely speculation on the part of anybody who chooses to speculate upon it. Because unless the teacher says, yes, that dirty little black kid was nothing but trouble from the beginning, I could tell by looking at him, then, you know, you can't come up with a conclusion on that circumstance. But if he caught his balance and touched the flag in the process, some people would still consider this to be a punishable offense. There are people out there that worship the flag as though it's a religious icon, and you know, touching it while you fall down would be to you know, would still be a terrible thing.
That's the thing, though, about bias.
Either way, to me, this is too much of a punishment unless this student is some kind of ongoing ongoing problem in the class. And if that's the case, then this flag incident probably wasn't the best. Get him for talking in class. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And document what else was going on instead of just this, oh, this is the final straw. But, you know, there was one point I wanted to make about prejudice and mm-hmm. bias. The thing about them is they can be really insidious.
Sure they
can. Like, a lot of people who hold biases against different races or genders or orientations, whatever, don't even know it. And there are tests that you can actually take online where you associate different words, and, like, you're given these words in, like, a split second. You have to associate them with each other. And you can actually find out what your own biases are, and a lot of times it'll surprise you. You know, like, I was just listening to a TED Talk, kind of like a TED Talk but shorter, by this this lady who was a computer programmer, and she was talking about a bunch of different things, but one of them that came up was women in tech, and she didn't think of herself as biased against women, but she took one of these tests, and she had a harder time associating women with, like, intelligence and technology and stuff. She was more faster to associate men with those words. She associated women with things like home and cooking and things like that. So she was really surprised, but it helped her root out her own prejudices. And I think that's a really revealing and self-growth inducing exercise to do those kind of things.
Well, I mean, that's a societal bias that women aren't good at math and you know, are more likely to stay at home. I think women are more likely to want to stay at home. I mean, you know, I think that that's just.
But does that come from culture, or is it innate?
I don't know. Who cares? I mean, I live in a world where it's true.
If it comes from culture, we can change it, right?
I'm not here to do some giant experiment. All I want people to do is stop harming each other in order to get what they want.
It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live. I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we would love to hear from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is our number, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live, after all. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And hey, Mark, you know, next week at this time, we are going to be up at Rogers Campground at the Porcupine Freedom Festival doing our show. I am so excited about that.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. It's a camping festival. It happens out in the middle of the woods. very private, secluded location. And
if you consider, you know, 1,000 to 1,200 people running around in the same area of woods, private and secluded.
Well, exactly. It's private and secluded maybe from the outside world, but there will be more than 1,000 freedom lovers running around in the same campground. Last year we had a blast. This is probably, what, like the sixth Porcupine Freedom Festival? I want to say it's the sixth or seventh year running, and every year it gets bigger and better. It is just a wonderful time. There's going to be the big gay dance party, the all kinds of stuff, live performances. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting every night of the
comedy
week.
Comedy shows, music shows. Mm-hmm.
Kid activities.
Lots of things for families, and that's probably what we're going to be in for this year. Jack's
yoga,
four.
Yoga classes. I'm
that's
teaching
right.
yoga.
You're doing yoga.
Mark liked my yoga last year.
That's right. I happened to be around when you were doing it. I'm like, my goodness, those ladies are bending over.
We were not just bending over.
No, well, I was doing all kinds of things, yoga things. So that's what I noticed. That's what stuck out of my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, if you want to see that, you'll have to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to happyporcupine.info if you want to get registered. There's still time. If you are able to make a last-minute trip.
You're just a lecher and you don't need to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can watch any of that stuff on YouTube. But, you know, hey,
I bet there will be lots
of good reasons to go.
Pictures, videos, I'm sure. But if you want to see it live, you'll have to be there. Porcupine Freedom Festival at happyporcupine.info. It's, again, June 18th to the 24th. And even if you can't come for the whole week, it's definitely worth making a trip just for the weekend or for a couple days whenever you're able to come, because, you know, the beginning of the week, I think it's still pretty busy, but for some people that's sort of the more chilled out time.
I prefer that.
Then it ramps up towards the end of the week.
Yeah.
So, it'll just be wonderful. And I hope to see you there. You know, if you want to meet us on Free Talk Live, if you listen to the show but you've never met us before, you're welcome to come say hello. We'll be in the media room every night, or Free Talk Live will be in the media room every night.
Sure.
Up at the campground. So, all right, Mark, well, we were going to talk about some chickens and camels.
That's right. So, I'm not sure what this article teaches us, but it is funny and interesting. abcnews.go.com.
We try to be entertaining, you know, on the radio show.
Geo, I mean go, not G-E-O.
Oh, gotcha.
So, this is by Muhammad Ibrahim, so clearly a terrorist. The
clearly.
The Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia has mocked the new $33 million bounty on its top leaders' heads by offering its own bounty for President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. 10 camels from Obama and 20 chickens for Clinton. Anyone who helps the Mujahideen find the whereabouts of Obama and Hillary Clinton will be awarded with 10 camels for the information leading up to Obama and 10 hens and 10 cocks for Hillary, and said the senior... what?
Interesting choice of words. Okay.
You know, to those of us
yeah.
who call male fowl cocks, then that's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Said senior Shahib commander. By the way, it was yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's today? Sunday, Saturday.
Sunday,
I was slaughtering some chickens, processing them as we
Ooh.
Call them. And in fact, one cock got me on the hand. See that right there?
Ouch! Yeah, that you got a big gash on your hand.
Now believe me, he got the worst of the story.
A scratch or a bite or
it was
what?
A scratch.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, these things happen. When I think about eating food, I think that if a person is willing to eat meat, a person should be willing to process that meat. Certainly not every piece of chicken I eat is something that I have processed, but I'd like to, you know, keep my hand in it.
Sure.
By a hand, I mean the inside of a chicken. And
do your chickens eat bugs, or do they eat feed?
Well, I don't have any chickens anymore. Mine
okay.
have all been processed, but, you know, we get them from the neighbors, and they free range.
Oh, cool. Great.
Sometimes they get on the road and get hit.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Why did the chicken cross the road, right? A lot of people don't know that chickens eat bugs. You know, you can find them in China and other places just, you know, they're walking around on mountains, you know, walking on the rocks and just finding bugs to eat.
It makes it makes them that much more healthy, the yolks and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, they're bright yellow instead of being just the dull color in the grocery stores. You know, Mark, we do have a phone call, so we'll get back into this camels okay. and chickens thing in a moment. But let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, are you with us?
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
wonderful. What's on your mind?
I don't care about that stinking flag. Are people insane? He rubbed his
yes.
hands on the flag.
People
Who
are insane.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Why should anybody care? But look, you got the Derek J in jail. Some, mm-hmm. you know, peaceful guy like that. And then they're going to be concerned about a kid that may have, even if he did, hey, if I don't care what he did.
Yeah, I can't propose to know what happened.
It's
but
a piece of material.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Ed, I mean, did you hear the whole story? What do you think? Do you think there could be some racial bias going on? I know you and I have talked about when you've called the show before about those, you know, studies that show that black students tend to get harsher punishments at public schools than white students do.
Yeah, but I don't know about higher level schools, but I don't know. You know, it could be.
I don't know either.
No idea.
We can't know. All we can do is really just speculate because we weren't there.
Just the stupidity of I don't care. You know what color he is. If you grabbed a piece of material, a flag, they don't even complain about destroying the Constitution or Bill of Rights or throwing innocent people in jail. But a flag.
No. They don't, yeah.
To me, it's so stupid. But, Stephen, I ran across a story you might want to look at.
Sure.
I ain't read anything, but widow forced to pay hundreds of thousands in taxes because she was married to a woman, not a man.
This was a situation where I think they got married in Canada or something like that, and then they came back, and, a court ruled. I think that the court ruled in her favor, finally, at some point. Isn't that right, Ed?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read it. I just thought I'd tell Stephanie about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I do appreciate the LGBT news and issues. That's very interesting to me.
And this is one of the reasons why...
More violation of people's rights and freedoms. I don't care what you do, who you are. I like Thomas Jefferson's quote. As long as you don't break my leg or pick my pocket, I don't care what my neighbor does.
You know, this is one of the people will often say that, you know, civil unions are the way to go with those gay folks living together and that kind of thing. But the fact is that, you know, oftentimes the courts don't recognize civil unions the same as a marriage. They just don't recognize it. There are hundreds of laws in this country that have the word marriage in it that do not pertain to civil unions.
Right.
And
why should it be separate but equal? Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think that it's difficult for people. Look.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily advocate getting married. I mean, I don't know. Marrying the state, it's kind of involving. I can see why people do it, because there definitely are certain benefits to it. And
well, getting married is different than getting married with a, you know, with a marriage license from the state. I mean, there's different things.
True, yeah. You could have a commitment ceremony. You could promise to love someone forever.
Hey, y'all heard what the religious right says a lot about that?
No,
that?
Go ahead.
A lot of people. They'll say, but if they do that, they'll be wanting to have three wives, six wives. They'll be wanting to marry dogs,
cats. Can't have that. Ed, thanks for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453 is our number. Free Talk Live, there's more coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about this widow.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we're glad to have you with us this evening. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Call us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And Mark, do you have a message you'd like to bring to?
Yeah, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you'd probably want to get the name brands, and you certainly want to get it at the best price. ManVentureOutpost.com's got it for you. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that you're going to need. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. I've gotten quite a few things from ManVentureOutpost.com, and it's great. I mean, they get it to me quick, and all the items have been, you know, of the highest quality. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FT. That's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
All right. Now, one of the last few segments, I forget which one it was specifically, but we were talking about this video that I mentioned by this female programmer. That was Nicole Sullivan, and she has a video called Don't Feed the Trolls. It was a talk at a conference, Fluent 2012. And this was actually recommended to me by Johnson, one of the maybe producers of Free Talk Live, friend of the show. And I just thought it was great. She had so much great advice about different types of trolls that can appear in your life. And she also talked about different biases against, you know, and prejudices and stuff like that. And I'm sure she has some really interesting experiences being a female programmer because, you know, they are a minority. And women do experience, you know, some kind of discrimination in the tech sector, for sure.
I would say that there are careers where women, certainly experience, some kind of bias. I think there are ones where men do too.
Absolutely, yeah, they do. And I like true gender equality. You know,
I don't like the term equality because it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, do you think people should be treated equally? Regardless of who they are?
I think they should be treated fairly. And
okay, fairly. That makes sense to me.
Equal doesn't,
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that word.
Three plus four is equal to seven, but 6 + 1 is equal to 7. So then you have these different things. And then you're trying to quantify, the role of procreation in, the human lifestyle. What number do we give that? Women get to do that. Men don't get to do that in the same way. I mean, they're not involved. Women can cut men out of procreation. Men can't cut women out of procreation.
No, they can't. It takes sperm and egg.
Yeah, but wait, you can go buy sperm.
I don't know. I mean,
you can't go buy ovaries.
What I would like, you can buy a surrogate mother.
You can buy a surrogate mother, but she's still going to have far more rights and influence in that child's life than you would as a guy.
I'm just saying
there's no such thing as equality.
Well, okay, I understand. I think I understand what you're saying. I would like to see a world where people aren't limited or prohibited from going into certain careers just because of their gender or something like that they can't control,
I always wonder about circumstances with, what about careers where you're talking about upper body strength being an important aspect? I mean, one would say that that's a defining difference between the sexes, is that, men
Yeah, but not every woman is weaker than every man.
No,
there's some overlap there.
You're talking about but the bell curves are separated a great deal. I mean, it's most men are stronger than most women. I mean, that's
sure,
just the
but,
way that's...
If a woman wants to become a bodybuilder or if a woman wants to become, do a job where she's doing heavy lifting, I don't think she should be barred from that job or she should be, laughed out of the job or whatever. Just because of her gender.
I just wonder about, and I'm not going to say that there are no female firefighters that haven't comported themselves in, fashions that are fine and everything like that. But, I mean, would you rather be carried out of a burning building or drug by your feet is kind of the question for some. And not every firefighter needs to be the one that goes in and carries people out. Being one, I can tell you that my job is largely standing by the side of the road and directing traffic because I don't have all the training that many people do on the squad. But when there was an accident and somebody needed to be drug out of a car where the gas tank had spilled over and the radiator was steaming and this kind of thing, they sent me in because I was young and strong, or comparative to the rest of the guys in the squad.
Well, I mean, there is this thing that people say, the concept of the disposable man, which you've brought up on the show before.
Sure.
Did you feel offended by that? Because they're saying, you do the dangerous thing because you're the man,
Well, no, there were no women there. I was doing the thing that I could do because some people couldn't do that job. I mean, this is a volunteer fire department. It has a disproportionately large amount of older guys on the squad that could have been hurt doing it.
I'm more talking about something like science or tech. There have been instances in the past, I'm a scientist, and there have been instances
I'm sure you've dealt with it,
People who haven't taken me seriously because of my gender.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've dealt with it in certain circumstances. It's just, I always wonder. I mean, I think it should be left up to the employer, and I just don't know. I mean, often women will complain about circumstances of not being paid as much as men.
We talked about this on Wednesday night's show. We had actually a caller who called in. It was myself and Nemi and Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And, we all were talking about this. It's a pretty interesting issue.
But what they won't mention is that during this, in the younger demographics right now, women are getting paid more. When you're talking about the 18 to 25 demographic, females are paid more than males.
Well, secondly, but what jobs do 18 to 25-year-olds typically go into?
Never happened before.
Okay, yeah, and that might be a sign of progress. I'm not sure.
I don't know if that's progress. I mean, that's not equal, right? They're getting more now. Now we need men equality. We need masculinism.
We don't need anyone to win. I mean, I'd like to work together. Nobody has to dominate.
Somebody complained about that, and that's not, that's not a person who's looking about winning.
Okay, historically, women have earned less every demographic, every age group, and so forth, right?
Sure.
So if 18 to 25-year-old women are earning more than they have in the past, maybe that's progress, and I said I'm not sure about that because I'm not familiar with the statistics. But
and another, by the way, I saw this on a TED, and this is mm-hmm. you know, this is a feminist talking about this. Secondly, you're talking about women during this this recession, that women have lost their jobs, you know, at a far lower rate than men have. So they've got job stability, and I believe that this is totally true, that women do have job stability over men. Generally,
well, is that because there are more men in jobs that have like higher turnover when the economy
one would
goes
ask
bad.
The same question about women and earning power. Is that because they're in jobs that you know, are do this or do that? I mean, I don't know.
But why do they go into jobs that may earn less?
Maybe they want stability as opposed to earning power. I don't know. I can't
speak
to it.
Or maybe they're being held down by the man.
Right. It's always the man, right?
Well, but Mark, okay, if you look, there was a caller who called in, I think, on Friday night and said, oh, there's no wage gap. It doesn't really exist. There's no discrimination. But no, if you look at CEOs, if you look at the corporate world, white-collar jobs, there are people who do the exact same jobs, a man and a woman, and the woman will get paid less for the exact same job. And there are way fewer women who are CEOs and VPs and up in the higher echelons of the corporate world. So I don't think there's nothing to the idea, and we shouldn't just dismiss it. It is like a legitimate concern, at least.
But what about the other concerns? Why don't I have the same kind of stability in my job? I mean, you know, what? Why aren't the men in those lower demographics getting paid as much? I mean, we shouldn't dismiss those things either, right?
No, I mean, they're all worth looking at for sure, if it's real.
You can't change it. And also,
do you think some of those statistics might be motivated by people who have gender biases themselves, though?
I don't know. I mean, but I think that there are some legitimate gender biases out there. I mean, I think that for instance, I know that women can get pregnant and they're going to take more time off of work when they have young children, right?
Sure.
Okay, so, I mean, when I'm hiring for a position, maybe I'm more likely for one position to hire male or more likely to hire for female. Having been an employer, I can tell you that I've thought to myself, I've imagined employees, and in some circumstances, those employees are male and some they're female. And so you tend to hire to this archetype that you come up with in your head.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, though, the problem is that employers aren't allowed to, they're not allowed to ask those questions, right? Like, are you married or do you have children or whatever when they're hiring somebody. So they just say, oh, well, if it's a woman, they must be having children, and they discriminate against all women.
And I wonder what the percentage is.
Like you said, it drives it underground, like you said about the landlord.
Right. And so what I'm saying is that what are the percentages of women that do choose not to have children? And then how does that affect, you know, these CEO salaries that come on down the line? I don't know. I mean, I can tell you that the highest paid person in entertainment is Oprah Winfrey.
And in some cases, like, lesbians earn equivalent to men. So maybe that does say something about just the discrimination is against women who want to have children. So we'll talk more about this when we come back. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. More with your calls coming up.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva. No,
you may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We encourage you to call us and bring up whatever is on your mind, but you're going to have to do it quick because we are launching into the last segment of tonight's program.
If you're looking for precious metals, gold or silver, I mean, you know, a lot of people are predicting a rally in them here coming up in the near future. A great place to get them is gold.freetalklive.com, because obviously you want to get the best rates you can get, and we believe that we've collected some of the best rates you can get from one of these major purveyors of precious metals. Certainly you can go scouring eBay and find some lower rates, but what's your time worth to consider? And this is, you know, Midas Resources, with whom we've teamed up to do this. You know, they'll buy your gold and silver back too if you want to sell. They got all kinds of coins. You can go there, comparison shop at gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you helping Free Talk Live, but you get a great deal. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And if you want another way to help Free Talk Live that is completely free to you, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal, and Free Talk Live gets a small referral fee for every item that you buy. Of course, it doesn't affect your purchase price at all. It's just a quick and easy way to express your appreciation if you like Free Talk Live. So thanks so much for that. Let's go right to the phones, Mark. We've got David on the line in Keene, and he wants to talk about unequal pay. David, what's on your mind?
I was going to say something about unequal pay. It seems to me it's kind of close in a way. It has, like, I think of it along the lines of, when it was systematic discrimination against African Americans in this country, and how it changes so slowly. But in the women's pay area, there's nothing governmental about it. There's no government forcing it to be that way, you know. So,
are you saying that the way that men and women get paid right now is determined by a mostly free market system? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, free market system.
There are a lot of regulations,
I guess.
There are a lot of regulations, though, that affect people's pay, and you know, there are some anti-discrimination laws. Well, some of them, some of them are. I mean, some of them say that, you know, there's the Equal Pay Act, right? I'm not completely familiar with this.
I've got to say, as a business owner, that to some extent I would be frightened to hire too many female workers, because I'm increasing my chance, my vulnerability to sexual harassment suits. Because, I mean, to me, that's the one regulation. It's not really a regulation, but it means the sort of precedent out there.
Well, something that's enabled by the government.
It's enabled by the government that, you know, I mean, if for whatever reason...
Well, would you be afraid to hire gay men, too?
I don't think that I would. No, I don't. I wouldn't be.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I mean, you're asking me what my biases are, and my biases would be that I'd be, you know, I would be concerned in that area because, you know, go right ahead. What?
Can I ask Stephanie something?
Sure.
Like women's pay, it's like really getting slowly, like really took a long time to like catch up, if it is even caught up, which I think y'all are basically saying it really isn't caught up right now. How do you feel about government intervention to speed that up?
I don't think government intervention works to speed it up, because I think they've already tried it, and it just results in more discrimination against women, just like the, you know, like things like the Americans with Disabilities Act, too, can have some unintended consequences, you know, that employers will discriminate against disabled people and stuff like that, and it creates kind of these, like, legal nightmares. I think the solution, I honestly... firmly believe the solutions to gender discrimination are cultural and also racial discrimination. And that's why I try to spend a lot of time talking about it on Free Talk Live and whenever I'm on the radio. I don't think anything's going to change unless people's hearts and minds change and they experience a shift in seeing people as individuals, you know, rather than being having through the lens of their gender or race or whatever.
It's also difficult to find out, you know, what people get paid. Suppose you and I are doing the same job at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So we often will not, employees don't share the information of what they're getting paid with other employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
maybe that would improve things if they did share
the
information.
I don't tell people on the air what I make.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's so much tied to this, this concept of pay, you know, what personal value and what people will judge you and, you know, whatever, that people just don't talk about it. So it's difficult to know the information.
Mm-hmm.
And
would people be truthful about that? I don't know. I mean, there is this idea floating around out there, and I think it's probably because of gender roles, which still do exist, you know, and cultural conditioning.
I don't
think
anybody would argue that there are gender roles.
That there are gender roles?
Sure, there are gender roles. That the people...
Oh, yes, yeah, right. So, and one of those is that women are supposed to be like, you know, they're supposed to please people and be kind of agreeable and pleasant and submissive a little bit. And so... there is this idea that has come from some studies and stuff that women don't aggressively ask for more pay, and that men do, and they're more direct and more active about asking for more, you know, and so that could be contributing to it, and that comes from gender roles. I don't know. I mean, if anybody had magic answers to this question, they would probably be in place.
My mom was an engineer for General Telephone Electronics before they got eaten up by Verizon, and
so that's kind of unusual, you know, in the 1980s, right, for a woman to be an engineer.
And her statement was about it, and this is the only complaint that she ever made, was, look, you know, if a guy's assertive, he's assertive. If a woman's assertive, she's a bitch.
Right.
And, you know, to some extent, I wonder if that's gender roles going on, because I've had probably more female bosses than I've had male bosses since I've been working. So I don't feel like they can't make it up to middle management or whatever.
Well, but that's still, like, that idea still exists in the corporate world, Mark. If you go and work in an office building for a big company, they will say those things about female executives, saying the exact same things that male executives are saying. It's just perceived differently.
Absolutely. It'll be said that way. At the same time, you know, women are brought up in families, and in families, oftentimes, the power that that women have is kind of this nagging in order to get things done with their husband. If they want something done, there's this, that is a role. So it'll feel that way, and that's how they're taught in order to get people to do things, and it's really difficult.
Like, can a man nag?
I suppose.
Could, right? Men are brought up in families,
but culturally,
too.
Would you say that people are predisposed to thinking of men as naggers?
Probably not, no.
There's your little South Park...
right, yeah, South Park reference.
reference. But, I mean, I don't think people are predisposed to think of them that way. And,
no,
you know,
they're
what
not.
The
and
predisposition
so,
is...
So even if they were to nag, then they wouldn't be seen as nagging, that's what you're saying?
I guess.
Well, certain words get attributed to certain contexts, and that word particularly seems to tactic in the contest of a life a lot of times.
I would agree with that. I certainly wouldn't disagree.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I only just threw that out there, the government intervention, just to say, I wasn't advocating it. I was just curious what, just throwing it out there. And
thank you for asking, David, because I want to get that clear. You know, I think I get criticized a little bit on the show for being a feminist or whatever. And
I think it's great that you, I mean,
thank you.
Just
right
because you hate men doesn't mean you're a feminist.
I don't hate men. I like people who are nice people, and a lot of them are men. And thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Let's go real quick. By the way, I think that the idea of nagging, I think that does actually stem from the gender role that women are supposed to be nice. You know, they're supposed to be really pleasant, and they're supposed to please people. And when they nag, it's not fitting.
I don't know that's a gender role. I don't know.
I don't think nagging is an effective way to get what you want, but maybe that is what some people learn, for sure. You know, let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, are you with us? Todd, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. How's it going with you and Mark tonight? I just wanted to, make one more quick point about that last caller. Well, that's a very interesting subject about gender pay. I think the best way to solve that is stress on, I wish the libertarian community would stress on, the importance of being, that women need to be paid, that there is income inequality in that respect, but
That's one of the reasons why I talk about it, because back in the day, maybe, 10 years, I've been a liberty loving person for a while. And back in the day, all I heard, when arguably the wage gap was even worse and that discrimination was even worse, if it's getting better over time, all I heard was that, women aren't really as smart as men, and they really want to stay home and have kids, and that's all that they would really want to do if they're a woman. And
I've never heard anybody say that women aren't as smart as men.
I did, actually. There's a pretty famous talk by a prominent libertarian. I don't really want to promote it, but he shows an IQ curve and their bell curves, and he says that the one for women is just
some libertarians, unfortunately, are like that, and that's sad about it. But anyway, the real reason I wanted to talk here quickly is about my Ron Paul.
Yep, 10 seconds, Tom.
And Rand Paul situation.
So Rand endorses Romney. What do you think?
Well, we need to be bigger than Ron Paul and Rand Paul. We need to exist without them.
True liberty. Todd, thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight.
Call back and talk about it some more
tomorrow. Appreciate your calls. It's Free Talk Live. You can check us out at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow with Ian.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.